Hey there, Wednesday, July 3rd. Will here doing the morning brief ahead of the market half day today, at least here in the US. Starting though with a look at performance from yesterday, pretty positive across the board. Nice rally, S&P 500 cap weight up about 60 basis points, NASDAQ composite up 80 basis points, equal weight got some action up 40 basis points. Only areas we saw down negative yesterday were commodities, gold, and crude oil, and then the US dollar took a bit of a breather as well, along with interest rates. Looking at the S&P 500, really this chart tells you what you need to see. This has been the story, cap-weighted generals taken hold, no signs of slowing down at this point. I do want to draw a comparison though. So this weekly overbought, oversold reading is telling you where the current price is on this 10-week distribution. 100% will be at the top. So 82% is near the top of the distribution. Keep that in mind. This is a look at the S&P equal weighted index. Consolidation pattern. Could be a bullish triangle overall, still decently positive. But take a look at this. So this is the weekly overbought, oversold reading for the S&P equal weight. Then -8% means it is sitting below the middle of its 10-week trading band. You say, all right, well, what else is new? The cap weight's crushing the equal weight. Of course, it's a bit more overbought. Yeah, but just how overbought is what I want to make a point of today. And the reason I put out the video a bit later is because I was monkeying around on Excel. Hopefully, you can see this here, but this is a spread between the S&P 500 cap weight overbought reading, so that 82-ish percent that I showed you first, and the S&P 500 equal weight overbought reading, which I just showed you was -7. So that puts us at 90% spread between the two. S&P 82%, equal weight -7, call it 90%. That is the highest spread that we have seen between the two since early 2002. I don't have a forward performance stat for you based off of that right now, but what I can say is that we haven't been in this territory for over 2 decades. So the market behavior could be a bit different. That's the point I just wanted to make real quickly there today. All right, looking at performance between the two, we can tell this really more of the same story. Year to date, cap weight's up 15.5%, equal weight's up 4%, trailing 1 year. 3 year, 5 year, pretty much across the board. We've been waiting for some equal weight outperformance. Maybe we'll get it for the average stock. Maybe we won't. Something that I do want to highlight, though, before going too much further, is that so many people are looking at this, which, if you want to play contrarian, then maybe it doesn't happen. So many people are screaming for a reversion to mean cap weight to take a breather. But because so many people are watching for it and so many people are prepared for it, then maybe it doesn't happen. So maybe check sentiment amongst those areas. Tough to do right now, but just a parting shot there. All right, a few notes on consumer discretionary. XLY breaking out to some of its highest levels in the past 2 years. Yesterday, 186, nice looking fun score. A lot of that is of course due to its two biggest holdings, Amazon and Tesla. Amazon hit another all-time high yesterday at $200. Prime Day is in a couple of weeks for those interested. I'm not one of them, but for those interested, Prime Day is around the corner. And then Tesla yesterday, I think, was the bigger story. It was up over 10%. I asked one of the other analysts in our office, I'm like, do you know why the stock was up 10%? And he's like, sort of not really, but up 10%. But for the Tesla buy and holders, if you slow this chart down to a 10-point chart, this stock has point to point gone nowhere since March of 2021. So that's a rough 3.5 year stretch for long only Tesla people. It's definitely lost some of its glamour and the Magnificent Seven, and definitely out of the Fab Five at this point. But a good day for it yesterday, helping that discretionary ETF hit out, reach back to multi-year highs. All right, that's what I had for this morning. Hopefully you're tuning in for a half day. Enjoy the holiday if you're in the US tomorrow. We'll be back on Friday.